Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace the IELTS Speaking Test, Describing a Significant Global Issue. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I'm here to guide you through one of the most challenging yet common topics in the IELTS speaking test, describing a significant global issue. This topic not only tests your English proficiency, but also your awareness of world affairs and ability to articulate complex ideas. Let's dive into how you can excel in this task and boost your IELTS speaking score. Understanding the task. The topic, describe a significant global issue that concerns you, is frequently featured in IELTS speaking tests, particularly in Part 2 and Part 3. It's crucial to be prepared for this topic as it allows examiners to assess your vocabulary range, fluency, and critical thinking skills. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. While Part 1 typically focuses on familiar topics, the examiner might ask some general questions to lead into the main topic. Here are some possible questions. Do you follow international news? What sources do you use to stay informed about global issues? How often do you discuss world problems with your friends or family? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Do you follow international news? Sample answer. Yes, I do try to keep up with international news regularly. I find it crucial to stay informed about global events as they often have far-reaching implications. I usually browse through reputable news websites and occasionally watch international news channels to get a comprehensive understanding of what's happening around the world. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to our topic. Describe a significant global issue that concerns you. You should say what the issue is, why it concerns you, how it affects people's lives, what can be done to address this issue, and explain why you think this is an important global concern. Sample answer, band 7. One significant global issue that deeply concerns me is climate change. It's a problem that has been gaining attention over the past few decades, and for good reason. The Earth's temperature is rising at an alarming rate, causing various environmental issues. This issue concerns me because it affects not just one country or region, but the entire planet. We're already seeing the consequences in the form of extreme weather events, rising sea levels, and the extinction of various species. These changes are not just environmental, but also have significant social and economic impacts. Climate change affects people's lives in numerous ways. Farmers are struggling with unpredictable weather patterns. Coastal communities are at risk of flooding, and many cities are experiencing more frequent heat waves. These changes can lead to food insecurity, displacement of populations, and health issues. To address this issue, I believe we need a multifaceted approach. Governments need to implement stricter regulations on carbon emissions and invest in renewable energy sources. Individuals can also contribute by making more environmentally friendly choices in their daily lives, such as using public transport or reducing meat consumption. I think this is an important global concern because it threatens the very future of our planet. If we don't act now, the consequences could be irreversible, affecting not just us, but future generations as well. Sample answer, band 8-9. A pressing global issue that deeply concerns me is the ongoing climate crisis. This multifaceted problem encompasses not only rising global temperatures, but also the resultant environmental degradation, loss of biodiversity, and the disruption of delicate ecosystems worldwide. This issue is particularly alarming to me due to its far-reaching implications and the unprecedented scale of its impact. Unlike localized problems, climate change is a truly global phenomenon, transcending national borders and affecting every living being on the planet. The rapidity and severity of the changes we're witnessing are unprecedented in human history. The ramifications of climate change on people's lives are profound and pervasive. We're seeing an escalation in extreme weather events such as hurricanes, droughts, and floods, which are displacing communities and causing immense economic damage. The agricultural sector is grappling with shifting growing seasons and unpredictable rainfall patterns, leading to food insecurity in many regions. Moreover, the health implications are significant, with rising temperatures exacerbating respiratory issues and expanding the range of vector-borne diseases. Addressing this monumental challenge requires a concerted global effort and a paradigm shift in how we interact with our environment. It necessitates a multi-pronged strategy involving governmental policy changes, technological innovation, and individual behavior modification. Governments must implement and enforce stringent emissions regulations, invest heavily in renewable energy infrastructure, and prioritize conservation efforts. The private sector has a crucial role to play in developing and scaling up green technologies. On an individual level, we need to reassess our consumption patterns, embrace sustainable practices, and actively participate in environmental advocacy. I believe this issue is of paramount importance because it threatens the very foundations of our existence. The climate crisis is not just an environmental problem, it's a humanitarian crisis in the making. It has the potential to exacerbate existing social inequalities, trigger mass migrations, and spark conflicts over dwindling resources. By addressing climate change, we're not just preserving our planet, we're safeguarding the future of humanity and all other species we share this earth with. Follow-up questions. How do you think climate change will affect future generations? What role should developed countries play in addressing global environmental issues? Sample answer, band 8-9, for question 1. The impact of climate change on future generations is likely to be profound and multifaceted. Firstly, they may inherit a world with significantly altered landscapes, coastal areas submerged due to rising sea levels, once fertile lands turned to deserts, and entire ecosystems collapsed. This could lead to mass migrations and increased competition for resources. Secondly, future generations may face unprecedented health challenges. The spread of tropical diseases to previously temperate zones, increased air pollution, and food and water insecurity could all contribute to a global health crisis. Economically, they might grapple with the astronomical costs of adapting to and mitigating climate change effects. This could divert resources from other areas of development and innovation. However, it's not all doom and gloom. Future generations might also benefit from the technological advancements and societal shifts that addressing climate change will necessitate. They could inherit a world powered by renewable energy, with more sustainable urban designs and a greater harmony between human activities and natural systems. Ultimately, the severity of these impacts will depend on the actions we take today. By implementing robust climate policies and fostering a culture of environmental responsibility, we can hope to leave a more resilient and sustainable world for future generations. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions. How do you think globalization has affected environmental issues? What role should international organizations play in addressing global problems? Do you think individual actions can make a difference in solving global issues? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Sample answer, Bait 9. Globalization has had a profound and multifaceted impact on environmental issues. On one hand, it has exacerbated certain problems. The increase in international trade has led to higher carbon emissions from transportation and has sometimes resulted in the exploitation of natural resources in developing countries to meet global demand. However, globalization has also facilitated solutions to environmental challenges. It has enabled the rapid dissemination of green technologies and environmental best practices across borders. International cooperation on environmental issues, such as the Paris Agreement, would not have been possible without globalization. Moreover, globalization has raised global awareness about environmental issues. News about deforestation in the Amazon or plastic pollution in the oceans spreads quickly, mobilizing international action and putting pressure on governments and corporations to adopt more sustainable practices. That said, globalization has also highlighted the inequalities in how different countries contribute to and are affected by environmental problems. Developed countries, which have benefited from industrialization, often have a larger carbon footprint, while developing countries, which have contributed less to the problem, are often more vulnerable to the effects of climate change. In conclusion, while globalization has certainly intensified some environmental challenges, it has also provided us with the tools and global cooperation necessary to address these issues on a worldwide scale. The key lies in harnessing the positive aspects of globalization while mitigating its negative environmental impacts. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, it's crucial to use a wide range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some useful words and phrases related to global issues. Multifaceted, adjective, multis-ited, having many different aspects or features. Example, climate change is a multifaceted problem requiring a comprehensive solution. Paradigm shift, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, addressing global issues requires a paradigm shift in how we view our relationship with the environment. Exacerbate, bait, to make a problem or bad situation worse. Example, deforestation exacerbates the problem of climate change by reducing the Earth's capacity to absorb carbon dioxide. Pervasive, adjective, spreading widely throughout an area or group of people. Example, the effects of pollution are pervasive, impacting ecosystems, human health, and the global economy. Mitigation, noun, mitigation, the action of reducing the severity, seriousness, or painfulness of something. Example, effective mitigation strategies are crucial in combating the effects of climate change. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing global issues, stay informed about current global issues. Regularly read news from reputable international sources. Practice expressing your opinions on complex topics. Try to see issues from multiple perspectives. Use a variety of sentence structures and advanced vocabulary to demonstrate your language proficiency. Be prepared to provide specific examples to support your points. Practice speaking for 2 minutes continuously to prepare for part two of the test. Work on your pronunciation and fluency through regular speaking practice. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about your knowledge of global issues, but how effectively you can communicate your thoughts in English. Good luck with your preparation. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, check out our guide on how to describe a time when you had to lead a group project. This can help you develop your ability to articulate complex situations, which is crucial when discussing global issues.